What's up, guys? Thanks for clicking on the video. Welcome back to the channel and the segment. I don't know, reaction to vlogs and chill. Vanderpump Rules Rewind. Damn it, man. So, yeah, this week's episode, you are not the queen of you're not the queen of the group. So yeah. But now that you're here, I am the queen of this group, but I'm actually Princess Lightfoot. And don't forget to check out that channel, Princess Lightfoot. That's like my main channel, guys. You're probably gonna see me looking here a lot. That's because the TV is here. And also I can say myself, yeah. But yeah, actually it's because the TV is like here. So then like, yeah. And then like when I really like can't believe some shit's going on, I'm going like that. Okay, I got that's it's already late. I gotta go. Guys, thank you. Share the video.
I understand.
Are you sorry for like betraying you?
Betraying you?
Yeah, like the ultimate betrayal.
When you did that, like, this is not like until about 10 years ago.
Oh, so that bush was outside their house. I don't know why I thought they were like some freaking event or something like that. Yeah, that's right. The too many dicks party. But yeah, so basically they just recapped last season, guys. I'm starving. I'm going to go get a banana.
No, listen to me for a second. James literally did these.
Tom has white nails and he looks like shit. Why does Tom look like shit like that?
Exact same thing to me, only way worse. And
that's my act, because he's, in my bed, using my condoms. I thought he was real upfront, but
that's a conversation with you and James.
Well, I hope they didn't make dick jokes about one another because they can fit the same condom, so.
Ew, man, just saying for future conversations, that's
I feel like if you get really upset every time, it's gonna have a really negative impact on your life.
So Tom Schwartz is no longer fitting into Tom Sandoval's bullshit. He's like completely annoyed with him all the way around. Because the last show, they were like, he was annoyed with him as a business partner and as a businessman. And now it's literally his birthday. He's not even giving him a pass for just being pissed at his birthday. I'm starving, so I had to get a banana. Is it me? Or does Sheena Shea find, was she Sheena Shea just because like she was Shea or is Sheena Shea's real name like Sheena Shea? Is it me or is Sheena, does Sheena find like any opportunity to feel like jealous? You know what I mean? Jealous over something, jealous over a friendship. And I don't mean that in a relationship, just like literally right now, Tom Sandoval is like the worst guy in the world. And Sheena's like, she's perturbed that he reached out to James first, like with the French toast. Sheena, you were the most, oh, but probably because she was the most like so like visibly hurt by it. She's like, I need a fucking apology, Tom. Like, I need a phone call and reach out and kiss my ass, you know, invite me.
So maybe she
All of those colorful balls around Tom's neck, all those colorful balls in the room. That's what I'm telling you. But didn't they accuse, was it Brandy or Scotty or whatever the transgender that was in the kitchen with Tom? Didn't wasn't she accused of like wasn't her and Tom Sandoval accused of sleeping around? Katie's living her best one, huh? Oh. I think oh, I was gonna say Machine Gun Kelly is emo music, but He made this song called Emo Girl. I can totally see the appeal to emo music. It looks really, really fun. You don't have to dress up as much. Like, you're gonna get all dressed up to be in some crazy crowd and just get messed up anyway. So, yeah, I think the attire is really cool and laid back. And yeah, it's so fun. It's really suitable for Sheena too, right? Because like before the baby, you can be like all prim and proper and all this stuff. And guys, this you guys are literally are witnessing this happen in real time. I'm drinking sorrel, and I literally spilled it. But yeah, before the last transition we made. But so it's like so she had so before she had the what's that guy's name? I'm sorry, the transgender's name. It's on the tip of my tongue. So Jean. Janie. Tom's crying. We're gonna rewind that. So it's like she had the baby. And so like the you know, so then she's like before the baby, she can dress up and you can stay clean and everything like that. And so yeah, she can be like, good as gold, you know. And it's all like, yes, and I didn't nair yet, guys. You can always donate. I'm very broke. I can't even afford nair right now. It's a good thing I don't wear a lot of makeup, so it lasts me a long ass time. You know what I mean? Like to the point where I have to like buy new makeup to swap it out. It's really good. But anyways, so then after you have a baby, it's like, yeah, you know, things are not like, you know what I mean? Well, they kind of are sometimes, you know what I mean? But even if they are, not saying things are like they're beauty, you know, you can be very, very physically fit. You look like you are, but you know what I'm saying? Things are not as perfect, and you want to feel more comfortable. You feel more like, oh, you're real and raw and gritty, you know what I mean? So it's time for emo gold, you know what I mean? So I totally get it. It's cool. So let's see why Tom is crying. These tears. And maybe we'll figure out this girl's name. I mean, I don't know if she's still. He or she has her. I don't know if he or she has her penis or not. So that's why I don't know what to say. So I guess Tom was crying over Ariana. And I've already asked you guys to give me a job on the network doing this. So then, like, whatever, you won't do it, so fine. I still love watching it. This channel's not even monetized. Duh. So yeah. So I'm so open for that job, guys. Yeah. But so yeah. Tom's crying over not Ariana. He's crying over Raquel, I think. Really, really, really. But we can't really know. But I guess we'll find out after this. So see there. I told you I was always onto something. So literally, you're gonna see the slightly Asian looking woman cleaning up. The one that they hired to be the mediator. Yeah. And she could be Philippine. You know what I mean? But I think this is like a form of Asian. Yeah. Told you. She's doing all the things that Ariana would do if they were together. It's really it's like the more I think about it, it's a great idea if you guys can be like civil to that extent. But then it's like, why not work it out? But Tom is in love with Raquel. So that's really why they can't work it out. This is so infuriating. Guys, okay. So this is not the first time I saw this. I saw this, I saw shout out to fucking Dineva just because I'm mentioning him. He's here on YouTube. He did like a Sentinel Fox Soul, and I do YouTuber news over on Princess Lightfoot. Check that out. Or that will be over there. Whatever. Here. Yeah, there. So anyways, so yeah. He so in order to do the videos, I had to like, you know, do your research on the people. So checking out his Instagram. And I saw two different Instagrams where he had gotten like an IV. And then I saw a YouTube thing where he was talking about getting an IV. And this is just after getting like drunk and having a hangover. Like, you really should not abuse your veins. Just because they're telling you like, hey, it's okay, and this is medically, we're here. Like anybody and everybody's gonna take your money. Like they have pharmaceutical companies. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't. This is not gonna be one of those videos. But guys, Coming from a person who spent 20 years in the medical field, I can tell you that's not something that is actually promoted in even medicine. Like, you don't continuously get IVs just because you have a severe hangover. I mean, you could also become addicted to just that process and the feeling. Like, it does feel good sometimes to feel it rush through. And this, I've had an IV when I've been in the hospital. I needed it, like the cooling of it. But the situation being in the hospital itself is so horribly, like, ugh, you know? But just think, like, ugh, guys. How about just not get that fucking drunk? Drink water. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I guess that's not the question. Whatever.
Oh, Julie. Okay, great. You're off and running yourself.
Thank you. I'm gonna see Sheena later. And are you guys getting dinner? I think she's
yeah.
Please try to
Oh, not a good idea.
So I'll have to drink. Oh.
You
Sheena
see?
and I are
You
running this
see?
morning.
You see? You see how it's abuse? And she's gonna turn around and drink again. So if she gets really, really drunk again, is she gonna call the people to put in another IV in another vein? Because they can't use that same vein. Like, you're using up all your good veins, and then God forbid something happens. I mean, like, it's not okay that when you get, you know how you get like the IVs and shit, and then your vein collapses because the person doesn't know what they're doing, or so yeah, and explodes sometimes. Like, well, you got that hematoma in your vein. Like, what the French toast? It's just like not. The effects that alcohol even has on your body at that level, it's not worth it. These guys have been drinking for a long time. You don't just start getting IVs, you just drink less. You can still party. Ugh, it's crazy.
Boy, we're both really
Katie does look
tired.
amazing. I said it the last episode. Katie does look amazing this season, though. Do look amazing. Do look amazing. Do look amazing. I don't want you to continue looking amazing, Katie, so stop all that fucking drinking. Ugh.
Lights are on.
Lisa is just reminiscing on Pump because it's all closing down now. And copyright my ass anyway. But yeah. I just don't want the copyright to the point where I took the video down. But she's reminiscing on closing Pump and stuff. And I mean, yeah, I get it, because but it's something with people could probably like, oh, Lisa has all this money. What fucking difference does it make? But I just want to make sure that the mic still is going, yeah. Because you know the mic was like going in and out bad as shit last, and then I don't know what happened. I dropped it like again, and it's like working better. And I dropped it by mistake, and it's just like working better. So it's like, you know, watching something grow and then all those memories. It's like, I don't know. It's different than a child, I bet. It's just, I don't want to say it's bigger than that, but it's like a whole vessel that held so much life at one point in time. And look at those chairs, they look filthy now. It's like it burned down. It's crazy. Let's see what Tom's talking about. Billy is a transgender's name. The transgender's name is Billy.
Take a day off.
Let's kick Raquel while she's down. Let's have this guy on my podcast talking about explicitly like sexual things. What do you mean? What does this guy mean, Marvin? Raquel dated for like a week. Not true. But on top of that, he went on to say all these very explicit things, like that Raquel was begging for him to have sex with her.
First of all, Tom, when Raquel was saying at the reunion that, you know, all that open relationship crap was being thrown around, you weren't like saying anything against it. When you, like, you literally even said that you thought that you, the two of you thought that Ariana knew what was going on. It was almost as if she knew what was going on. She was just acting like she didn't know. Like, you are so delusional. It is a problem. You really deserve Raquel. And Ariana, you need to get out of that house. That's craziness. Like, his energy, his whole thing. It's sick. He's sitting here like, oh, it's horrible. Oh, it's awful. Because Raquel's disgusting ass was sleeping with you at the same time she was sleeping with another person. At the same time, you were sleeping with Ariana. And then, meanwhile, everybody thinks that she's sleeping with Tom Schwartz. And then she tongue kisses Tom Schwartz. Like, you guys probably had a three-way with her. So then that's another penis thrown in the mix. Like, this is just ridiculous. In any event, that's disgusting what she already did with you, and then it's all over. Like, I know about it. Who am I? You know what I mean? Some chick who can't even afford Nair. That's ridiculous. And you think that this man stating his own personal account with a chick that you cheated on your girlfriend with, and who happens to be one of her best friends, you think that's disgusting? You know that you are that. You're the part of misery that's the whole misery of it all. It's not that Ariane is the woman that's in misery. It's not that you're the man. You are the misery of it all. You're the misery that's in the woman. You're the misery that's in the man. You are miserable. You're miserably mental. Eminem, you're an Eminem. So right now, Sheena and Kitty are sitting down. I guess they're like having lunch or something, having some mocktails. And that actually sounded so good. Ginger mojito. I love ginger. I love mojito. OMG, I would have thought of that. So like, yeah. And I guess mocktail is like not actually drinking. So Katie looks amazing. And it looks like she's still wearing Tom Schwartz's clothes. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And so I just feel like Sheena ultimately, every single time she winds up falling out with Katie, it's usually over Tom. And I just think that Sheena is just so used to having the group, because there's never been a situation where, like, the group lost Shay, but then Shay was like her guy and he was really silent. You know what I'm saying? And so the other boys in the group keep messing up. So it's like she has to choose a side. So it's just like she's just subconsciously really wants things to go back to normal, like Tom. Sheena and Tom have a lot in common. I think that's why she's like, you know what I mean? In the way they do, not in a bad way, Sheena. You know what I mean? But Sheena, you're kind of like all about Sheena. Tom's all about Tom. You know what I mean? But I think maybe yours is in a more healthier way. Yeah, in a lot healthier way. And so, yeah, but basically, yeah, I think Sheena just misses like the whole group dynamic. And that's just what she's always subconsciously trying to bring back together. And then she gets like shit for it. You know what I mean? For like how she goes about it. Dog rumors are fun. So Tom Schwartz, I just wanted to say, like, Tom is still so totally hot. Oh, gee. But he looks better with his hair. You know what I mean? I like when his hair is, like, longer around. Not, like, too Bart. Like that. Like, that's cool. Tom's such a thinker. His whole brain is, like, an entire computer motherboard. Yeah. Katie and Tom need to get like remarried, seriously. Get your guy, Katie. Okay, so apparently, I'm like such a lion now. Apparently it's called Sober Curious. What I'm saying, slow down drinking, don't drink as much, is called being, if you even think about slowing down drinking, then you're being sober curious. Be sober loving. But I guess starting with sober curious is cool. Sober curious. So I don't know what event is going on right now, but I'm sure I'm about to find out. And yeah, it's giving old Band of Pup vibes. The gang's there for the most part so far. It's going to be so cool when Kristen Doty pops up. She's going to show up this season. That's like, she's supposed to be showing up later this season. Sandoval just walked in, guys. So this Asian guy is a permanent fixture in Tom Sandoval's life. I wonder if he's related to this semi-Asian looking woman that's moderating, mediating, cleaning. I don't know if she's cooking, but again, she should be. Yeah. Just simply because why not? Just throw that in there and throw in a couple of extra dollars, yeah. Who even are you, bro? Who is this guy? Who is this guy, and why does it matter? And what right do you have to just roll up just talking about all this and this and this and accountability kind of shit? You know that he's gone through enough shit. This is craziness. Like, you didn't even introduce yourself to the camera. You know we don't know you. What the French?
You'd have to deal with any
Is his name on that? Does it say Luis?
Thank you. See, like, it means.
This is lounge.
You have to deal with that all the time, every single person you see.
Right. That is crazy.
Love to go through that. Didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You didn't work in Schwartz.
This is just a lot.
I don't want to be anywhere near either you or my aunt.
Okay, bye then, Ariana, don't come.
When you're in the same house, there's a mediator that goes between, and we do not run into each other or interact.
No, it's a complicated situation.
Yeah, it's not that complicated, Ariana. It's bullshit. Just don't go then. Because you can't expect for everyone to just stay against these two, because that's how you feel. Like, that's ridiculous. You know, they're like staples in the show, too. Like, the show didn't even start with you, they were there first. That's numero uno, numero dos. Just don't go. You're outnumbered. You said you don't want to be in there with them or them. So then you don't go then. And numero tres. It is more más importante that Señor Tom is included. Porque he's feeling mucho mal. Okay, he needs to be included because he's feeling very bad. And when it comes to, like Lisa said, when it comes to this point of emotional instability where he feels like offing himself, this is ridiculous. Like, he needs to be included. He needs to be there. He just needs to be there. That's it. That's it. That's it. You can't rush moving on, Tom, though. You can't make people just hurry up and forgive you so that you don't, so you can feel better. I mean, gosh, you're still in talks with Raquel, you know what I mean? Publicly now. So it's just include him on the trip. Ariana, just don't go if you feel that seriously because you're like outnumbered. Maybe you guys should have a vote. Which still, I mean, could leave Tom with his feelings hurt. So then that might just, I don't know, just let him go. Life's short and getting shorter.
And you guys can book your own spot, but I'm loving you guys came up. You don't have to see me, you don't have to see Tom.
It's just ridiculous. Ugh. I don't know. I don't. I feel like Tom Schwartz is a really, really, really good rational thinker. And before this situation, he was widely trusted and we could trust his rational thinking on things. But since this has happened, it's just different, Tom. People just don't feel the same way, you know, because you held on to this information. And but Ariana, just because Tom did this thing, I just don't feel like him cheating on you. It tore up the entire group. You know what I mean? Like, that isn't, you know what I'm saying? Ugh. It's really messed up what he did. But at this point, The way Ariana's making it is like she's forcing them to X out Tom and Tom, like permanently. It's like they did it so that you could heal and all this sort of thing, but they miss. I think at this point, the girls are going to have to stand up. The girl's going to have to stand up and be like, look, we love them too, and let's just get over this. Or, but then that could be testing a lot of their loyalty to Ariana in her eyes. So, geez, it's just like, I don't know. Are the Vanderpump crew really, really just breaking up? And this is just us watching it happen this season? Gosh, because even when we try to do this thing at Lake Tahoe to tie back together, she's like, stopping that. This is insane, guys. I think that at this point, Tom should be cradled back into the group because of how he's feeling mentally. Just let's see how it goes, you know? Just let him go through the thing. Lisa, have a person up there that's going to do exercises that are going to help them. Actually, it's too late, Princess, because they've already done this. All right. Anyways, well, we just did this. Thank you for joining me. Don't forget to hit the bell, like the video, share the video, and subscribe to the channel for the next episode of Vanderpump Rewind with me, Princess Lightbulb. All right. Bye. That last part was so probably weird, but hopefully not.